Mr. Hatch, you there, Mr. President. Mr. Kilduff is on the line.
All right. Come on, Kilduff.
There you are.
Kilduff?
Yes,
Mr. Are you going to hold the afternoon briefing?
No, sir. Mr. Hatcher will about 5 o'clock.
How do I get a hold of Hatcher?
I don't know, sir. I don't know where he is. I'll try to find him right away, though.
All right. I'll be in conferences from now on. Tell him, number one, he ought to prepare himself a little bit. He better get in touch with the State Department and see what kind of protest we made on the plane so he's informed on it.
Yes, sir. That's already been released over there.
All right. Well, he ought to be informed. Read it.
Yes, sir. I know that. I've already checked on that myself.
Now, the second thing is on the question of my installing 50 women in the top government job. I would say yes, that we ask each cabinet officer and each independent agency when they had any vacancies, to try to at least fill one of them in the next month with outstanding women.
Very good, sir.
And counting the number of cabinet and independent agencies we got, that would probably run in the neighborhood of 50.
Yes, sir.
If they all found the kind of woman they wanted.
Yes, sir.
I would tell him, and I'd been in touch with McNamara today, and with Ball today, and with the Security Council staff today, that I met with a group of publishers at lunch. I don't know whether you all put that out or not.
No, sir. No, we don't.
All right. Tell them no decision has been made on the Cypress matter. I don't know if Wilkinson asked to see me. I don't know anything about it.
All right.
Bob McKinney is not being appointed to anything, period. They want to know if he's going to appoint it to AEC. Hatcher said he didn't know. Tell him he can tell him no. On the kind of press conference I'll have, I don't know when I'll have one. When I have one, I'll announce it to them, and they just better quit raising hell until then.
Yes, sir.
If they've got anything they want to ask, let them ask.
Yes, sir.
All right.